I guess we'll learn a little bit of Megillas Esther, but we're only going to learn one pasuk for the next few minutes. I happen to be a fan, and I like collecting answers to one particular question on the Megillah. I have a bunch that I've collected over the years, so we'll just share as many as I can get in the next 27 minutes or so, and to address one particular question. And that is that twice in the Megillah, two times in the second parak, we find that Mordechai tells Esther not to reveal her true identity, twice. Before and after she's appointed, but the Megillah gives no reason as to why Mordechai wants Esther to keep her identity a secret. What purpose would that fill exactly? The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel says that Achashreosh put a lot of pressure on Esther to reveal her identity, really tried to force her to give up the secret, but she never gave in until it was needed. Ain Esther Magedas, right? Esther did not give up that information that she held close to her. And this is the reason she was called Esther, says the Megillah. She was Hester. She hid her identity from Achashverosh. The Nesivas HaBishpat, the Baal Nesivas writes in his Parashat Megillas Esther that even Mordechai didn't know why. Now this is clearly not going to fit according to some interpretations we're going to say in a moment, but according to the Baal Nesivas, even Mordechai didn't know why he was telling this to Esther. He was just overcome with this godly spirit that, you have to not tell your identity, you have to keep it to yourself. And that's what he wanted Esther to do. It was almost a form of a nevuah. And if it would have been known that she was Jewish, then Haman never would have made the gzeirah. And even if he did, the Jewish people wouldn't have been scared of it. And even though not revealing the information to Achashverosh could have harmed her, Mordechai, for reasons unbeknownst to Esther, unbeknownst to him, apparently decided that it was very important to not reveal the identity of who she was to Achashverosh. So we're going to discuss now, I guess as many as you can get in, I guess we'll save the rest for next year, I don't know. How many reasons can we come up with as to why it was crucially important to Mordechai, or what the reason was, at least in Shemayim, that Esther not reveal her identity? The first, let's begin with the Rosh HaMadabrim. Let's start with Rashi. Rashi on our Pasuk suggests that she did not reveal her identity so that she could say that she was from a not very chashuv family. I don't know where I come from, I don't know who my family is, and perhaps the idea was that Achashverosh would give up on Esther, his wife is not so chashuv, and he would kick her out. Because if they knew that Esther came from the family of Shaul HaMelech, one of the most chashuv kings in the history of the world, then that would have been very enticing to Achashverosh, and he would have wanted to keep her. So perhaps, Rashi says, the intention of Mordechai, assuming that he had an intention, was that Esther should keep her identity to herself. It would make her unappealing to Achashverosh, and eventually she would be able to go free. This is what the Malbim writes as well in his Perush, and it's the approach of the Manas Halevi, citing Rav Meir Arama, the son of the Akedah Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Arama. And he adds that it would have been also a kavod to be in the same family of Mordechai. Mordechai was known as a member of the Sanhedrin. And if he would have known the connection, then he would have kept Esther for himself and not a kinshraut. Esther was trying to flee and get out of the palace if possible. So the Kasnas Or on the Megillah says that this is actually meduyik in the psukim. It says, Lo higida Esther es ama v'es moladata. Why didn't it just say she did not reveal her nation or where she was born? So Amma means that she was from Klal Yisrael. She didn't reveal that. And she also did not reveal Maladita, that she came from the family of Shaul HaMelech. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin says that Esther had the quality of looking like whichever nationality you came from. There was something miraculous about her, that if you were from a certain region of the world, so Esther appeared to you as if she came from your region, and she seemed familiar. She seemed something like you knew about, and therefore she was attractive to such a person who came from that community. What was the point of that? What was the goal in that being a factor? So the Marsha writes in that Gemara that it was to override the plan of Mordechai. Mordechai thought that by not revealing where she was from, it would make her less desirable. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Mordechai, nice try, but that's not going to happen on my watch. I'm going to make it that Esther will not only look undesirable, she will look desirable to everybody. And he did that in order to undermine Mordechai's plan to make Esther appear not exciting to the king. And he flipped it around and made her more attractive to Achashverosh. Now, this is the Shita of Rashi, that Esther being kept secret was to make sure that she would not be desirable to the king. However, let's look at the next pasuk. In the very next Rashi, he says, why is it that Mordechai visited the palace every single day? What was the purpose? He had nothing else to do. Mordechai was very bored. He had no socks to check. nothing to look at on the internet. Why was it important for Mordechai to go to the palace? So Rashi says that Mordechai said to himself, the only reason why this tzedekes is taken to the palace of this guy is because she was destined to arrive and save Klal Yisrael. Esther's in the palace for a very chashuv reason, a very important reason, and I'm going to check to make sure something special is happening. So ask me a question. Astira in Rashi. In the first pasuk, Rashi says that Mordechai did not want Esther in the palace. And now in the very next pasuk, Rashi is saying, no, we want Esther in the palace. It's a good thing for the Jewish people. So how could it be both? If Mordechai felt that Esther would be a savior of the Jewish people, then why did he set in plan, why did he set in motion this plan that would eventually have her hopefully kicked out of the palace? That would seem to be a contradiction. So the answer is given by Rav Yechiel Michal Feinstein. Rav Yechiel Michal Feinstein, the son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, is quoted in the Sefer Shalmei Todah. So the Shalmei Todah says that even though the Geula may have come about through the hands of Esther, nevertheless, once she's in the hands of Achashverosh, she should do whatever she can to escape. It's not ideal for Esther to be living with a guy. So yes, maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a magical plan to get things going to save the Jewish people. But our responsibility, says Rav Yechiel Michal Feinstein, is to make sure that we're keeping halacha. And halacha is that a Jew should not live with a guy. The Gemara in Brachos says, "Bahadei kivsi drachman ala malach." Your job is to keep the Torah. Your job is to follow the mitzvahs of the Ratzon Hashem. You have all type of important cheshbonos about how this is going to be better for the Jewish people, and I know better than the Torah, I know better than the Chachamim. Yashar Koach to you. That's beautiful. But you do not have permission to try to outsmart the Shulchan Aruch and to outsmart what the Pesukim in the Torah say. And therefore, that's why it was her responsibility to try to get out of the palace the best of her abilities, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu may have had a plan. So Rav Yechiel Michal Feinstein says he told this pshat to his father-in-law, the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav liked the pshat, which in that world is considered the best compliment you can get, that the Brisker Rav liked your pshat, and that was accepted. The very same pshat I saw is brought by Rav Henoch Leibowitz in his Chiddush Lev on the Megillah. So Rav Henoch Leibowitz says that there's a halacha, and you have to follow the halacha. You can't make cheshbonos and try to decide for yourself what's going to be better for ourselves or for Klal Yisrael. And he supports this with the Gemara. The Gemara in Yom Adaf and Gimel says that there was a Kohen who went in the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, and he was having a long Shemona Esrei in there. And he was davening, and they started to get worried. Maybe the great fear everybody has is that the Kohen Gadol dropped dead in the Kodesh Kodashim. So they started to get ready to go in. The whole thing about a rope being attached to the Kohen Gadol, that's made up, that's not a real thing, there's no source for that. So they started to get ready to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to see if what happened to the Kohen Gadol, and he came out behind the curtain. Here I am, no need to worry. So they said to him, what were you doing in there? And he said, you know, I have to daven for Klal Yisrael, I have to daven for you, I have to daven for the Beis HaMikdash not to be destroyed. I have a lot of important things to do there. So I need to take time for my long Shemoneh Esrei in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they said to him, you're 100% wrong. We made a gzeira that the Kohen Gadol may not spend a long time in the Kodesh HaKadoshim because it will lead us to think that he died in there. And that's going to be a problem. And it's going to make issues for Klal Yisrael, not to make them scared. And therefore, you need to follow the din. The din is that you don't spend a long time in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yes, you have a lot to daven for, but we have a halacha, and you gave everybody a heart attack because they thought you died in there. And says Rav Henoch Leibowitz, the same thing here as well. You can have all the best intentions in the world, but at the end of the day, you have to follow the psukim in the Torah, you have to follow Shulchan Aruch, you have to follow the halacha, and make sure you're doing what you have to do. The Maimer Mordechai is a parish of Megillas Esther from Rav Shem Tov Melamed. So he says this was the struggle Mordechai had, to reveal her identity, and perhaps she would be sent away, or to have her stay and to save the Jewish people. And therefore he concluded, Shave v'altasa adif. I don't know what's going to be, but she's in the palace, so I can't paskin against Hashem. What will be, and we'll see how the dice may roll. If Mordechai wanted Esther to be out of the palace, so we ask one more question: why did he then go tell Bigson and Teresh about Achashverosh? If Mordechai wanted Esther out of the palace, what should he have done? He should have stayed quiet, let them assassinate the king. Esther would have gone free. Shalma Yisrael, if that was his intention. So Rav Elisha Galika, who's the Talmud of the Beis Yosef, writes that the Targum says that Bigzan and Zeresh plan to kill both Achashverosh and Esther as well. And therefore it was obvious to Mordechai, I have to say something, not just to save the life of the king, but also to save the life of Esther as well. The Chassam Sofer says the same in Chulin. Rav Yonis and Ivishit says the same shot in the Aros Drash. That was all reason number one. I know it's been a long time since we started. So reason number one is that he did not want Esther to tell her birth origin because he wanted to make sure she would be undesirable to Achashverosh, and Achashverosh would kick her out. Number two. The Yalkut Shimoni writes in Esther, Ki Mordechai tziva aleh asher lo tagid, shaya boreach min agedula. Mordechai wanted to run away from prominence. He didn't want to be recognized as anything special. Sheha melech omer leEsther, bas mi at, etzel mi gedalta, whose child are you? Who'd you grow up with? Ve'esa osam gedola melachim mishaltanim. Ah, your family, they should be part of the business. We'll get them a job in the government, a nice cushy pension, a salary. We'll take care of them. Says Hashem to Mordechai, you're running away from prominence. I promise you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give you so much prominence, you're not going to know what to do with it. The Alshech writes in this parish here in Esther in the Masas Moshe, why did he keep up this running away from prominence after he was already placed at the Shar HaMelech? If Mordechai had a position by the Shar HaMelech, the gate of the king, it means he was somebody chashev. So if he already got the position of chashivas, that prominence, that he was trying to run away from, so then why didn't he just, you know, okay, fine, they know who I am, I'm in a chashiv position, so it's time for Esther to say who she is. So he says that we see the tmimas, we see the amunas chacham of Esther, that she followed the ratzon of Mordechai, even though it made absolutely no sense at that point in time. However, the Ibn Ezra argues on this pshat, and he says that Mordechai 100% had a prominent position even before the Megillah started. Even before we say the words Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh, it is already clear that Mordechai was an important figure in the government, according to the Ibn Ezra. It says in Esther Perak Beis, Ish Yudah b'shushna bira, Ushmar Mordechai ben Yar ben Shimi ben Kish ishimini. And says Ibn Ezra, what is Shushan Habira? So he says, Ki Bashar HaMelech HaYakodem Davar Esther, Alkein Hudar Ba'armon. The Ibn Ezra has the Yesod Megillas Esther, which is not for right now. The Ibn Ezra's Yesod is there's a difference between Shushan and Shushan Habira. Shushan is the Jewish community. Shushan Habira was the complex of the king's palace. It says, according to Ibn Ezra, that Mordechai lived in the king's complex. He lived in the palace. Shar HaMelech, I know that in your illustrated Megillah that your children have, Shar HaMelech is a little dinky gate, and Mordechai is sleeping on a bench like a peasant like in Central Park. That's not correct. According to Ibn Ezra, Shar HaMelech is a massive place. It's a construct, it's a building where Mordechai stayed, and he was an officer of the palace. And he explains that Mordechai was part of the royal staff, even before the story of Esther began, and therefore he resided in Shushan HaBira. This explains the Ibn Ezra, the Gemara in Megillah. Lasos kirtson ish v'ish. That Achashverosh's party was according to each and every individual. What does that mean? Ish v'ish. Ish according to Haman. Ish according to Mordechai. Whoever wanted to follow Mordechai at the party had what to do. Whoever wanted to have a party like Haman had what to do. But what's clear from Chazal? That Mordechai was already in the government. How did Chazal know that Mordechai was in the government? Why? Because he lived in Shushan HaBira. Shushan HaBira was the government complex. He was already part of the government. So says the Ibn Ezra, in the arguing on the Alkut, you cannot tell me that Mordechai wanted to run away from prominence because he was already prominent. Mordechai was already a chashiv person in the government. And therefore, that cannot be the reason why he did not want to reveal the identity. Now, why would Mordechai want to run away from prominence? What is he afraid of? Who doesn't like a little cover, right? Why would Mordechai want to run away from such a position? So Rav Shlomo Alkovitz writes in the Manus Halevi that it stemmed from his innate sense of shiftless, his innate sense of anava, his humility. The Maharal writes in the Or Chadash that Mordechai descended from Shaul HaMelech. And what is the first characteristic we know about Shaul HaMelech? He did not want to be the king. He was an Anav. He was Shafel. And he inherited that Midah from his Zaydi. And he goes on to argue that the shiftless of Mordechai is what caused Mordechai to overpower Haman at the end of the day. Number two, why did Mordechai not want positions? Because says Rav Yonasan Eibishitz in the Aros Dvash that Mordechai didn't want to be Mevatel Torah. If I have a position in the government, I'm going to have to work certain hours, I'm not going to be able to take off, I'm not going to be able to learn Torah. And that's why he did not want a government position. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Zayin that, at the end of the day, Mordechai lost his position, his hierarchy in the Sanhedrin, because of Bitzel Torah. He wasn't learning Torah, because he had all these government jobs, and he took on a position of prominence. Reason number three why he didn't want to be recognized, says the Chassam Sofer, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Al tisvadal l'rishus. Don't get involved in the government, because the government's going to backstab you at the end of the day, and something's going to go wrong, you're going to be in a bad position. Don't get too close to the government, it's not going to work out for you. And the last reason is from Moshe Kidan, and he says that he was afraid of kinnah from the goyim, which would lead to further anti-Semitism. A Jew in the government, a Jew in the parliament, a Jew in Congress, it's a conspiracy, protocols the elders of Zion, it's all true, they run the government, the media, the banks, all of that. So he didn't want to create more anti-Semitism. So therefore Mordechai said, I'm fine, I don't need any positions. Mordechai, Esther, keep your secret to yourself. I don't need to be recognized. Let's just keep this between you and me. That is reason number two. Good? We're keeping track? Reason number three. The Targum on the Pasuk says, I'm going to read you the Hebrew translation of the Targum. Ubnei ma tziva asher lo tagid. Why did he tell Esther not to say anything? Bishvil shechashav belibo Mordechai. Because Mordechai thought to himself, Vashti she'asasa kavod l'nafsha v'lo ratzasa she'tavol l'haros yafal l'melech l'sarim. Vashti loved herself, and she loved kavod. And therefore, what happened? She eventually got killed. Dan osam dinam ra'im v'harag osa. V'lama lo higida Esther's malarata. Why should Esther not reveal her birth origin? Ulai yich'as aleha melech. Maybe at some point, Achashverosh will get upset at the queen because he's a psychopath. V'yargosa, and he'll kill her. V'yachrasima, asher hi mimenu. And he's going to find out, who else do you come from? Who's part of your family? V'lechein sivo sa asher lo tagid ima umladita. Because if Esther is found out and things go wrong, Mordechai's neck is on the chopping block the next day. And therefore he said, better nobody should know that I'm related to you. The Yalkut says the same thing as well. He says that the Yalkut Shimoni says, because he was afraid if he found that he was related to Esther, he could get in trouble if things go south. And the Manas Halevi says, the Yalkut, the Targum are essentially the same idea, that he was afraid of. That is reason number three. Reason number four says the Ibn Ezra in Pshat number two that Mordechai made a mistake here. The Ibn Ezra here is critical of Mordechai. And he says that the motivation of Mordechai was that if Achashverosh found out that Esther was essentially a refugee, she had come from Gullus, she came from, you know, a bad situation, not a stable home, not that she was weak from having to travel, all of these things, he never would have wanted to marry a refugee. This was improper, says the Ibn Ezra, because the right thing would have been to make Esther less interesting to Achashverosh and to make her escape. Yeah, she should have worn a big shirt. I'm a refugee. I don't come from anywhere chashuv. I'm not so interesting. Let me go. But that is what Mordechai wanted. He wanted that by not being known where she came from, he would be more interested because he would not know about her, you know, not very impressive last few years. Nevertheless, this sheet is found in the Medrash Lekach Tov. The Bali Atosis bring the same sheet on the Megillah as well. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh wrote a perush on the Megillah called the Rishon LeZion, and he explains that Achashverosh would have been attracted to Esther for her beauty, but it wouldn't have been enough. Meaning, beauty is nice, but says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, but a refugee who's come from a difficult background, that's not so interesting to me. We know from the Gemara and Megillah that Achashverosh was a big anti-Semite, right? As the popular song goes, Mordechai was a big tzaddik, Achashverosh was a big anti-Semite. That's what he was. He hated Jews. He may have used Esther for taiva, for his personal taiva, but at the end of the day, the second he would have found out that she was a Jew, and she came from Eretz Yisrael in the Gullus, he would have kicked her to the curb, and that would have been bad for her. And nothing would have happened to her. It wouldn't have been fair to her. She would have been left in a very precarious situation. Reason number five. Mordechai knew that the Yeshua would come this way, that something special was going to happen. The Ibn Ezra gives a third pshat, and he says that Mordechai had a nevuah, or he had a chalom, he had a dream, that the Yeshua would come to Klal Yisrael, the saving of Klal Yisrael would come through Esther not revealing her status. This was a key point in his nevuah, that something would happen if Esther kept her business to herself. This is what the Rechai Mekadr says as well, and this is already based in a Medrash Rabbah. The Esther Rabbah in Perek Vav says, Amar, Efshar l'tzadeikas zos shetinase la'ara. This tzadeikas is going to marry this guy. El she'asid davar gadol shira al Yisrael. A big thing is going to happen from this. Vasidim li'natzal yada, and she's eventually going to be saved. Now, the Medrash is not saying it's a nevuah. The Medrash is saying it's a chachma, that Mordechai had a chap. He had an insight that there's something special here, and this would have done something very impressive to help the Jewish people. This is what the Rabbag says as well. The reasoning of the Rishonim regarding why Esther would have been sent away was because of her lowly refugee status, so this creates an issue. So the Manas HaLevi explains that Memuchan suggested the new queen should be Tova Mimena, meaning that she should be great on her own level and not because of her yichus. If her greatness was from yichus, then she could potentially use her yichus against Achashverosh, just like Vashti used her yichus against Achashverosh, and embarrass him. And therefore Mordechai didn't want Achashverosh to know that she was a bas malachim, and if he found out, he could have used it against her and killed her. And that was the chachma, that was the insight, according to the Manas HaLevi, that the Yeshua was going to come through Esther concealing her identity. What are we up to? Five. Okay. Six. We're up to six. A sixth reason why Esther did not reveal her identity also comes to Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra apparently likes this question a lot. So says the Ibn Ezra, V'hanachon be'inai, the right answer, ki asa zeh Mordechai ba'avur shetishmor Torah Hashem b'seiser. He did this so that Esther could keep halacha quietly. She wouldn't have to eat treif. She'd be able to keep Shabbos. By not telling everybody that Esther was a Jew, it allowed Esther to be Shomer Torah Mitzvos. Because if everybody knew she was a Jew, Achashverosh and everybody else would have ruined that for her. Rabbeinu Bachya says the same shot in the Kara Kemach on Purim. The Targum seems to support this as well. And based on this, Rav Yosef Zachariah Stern, the Rav of Shavuot, writes that this is the meaning of Uvechol Yom Vayom, every day, Mordechai Mesalech Lifnei Chatzar Beis Hanashim. Mordechai went to the women's courtyard, L'dasim Shalom Esther Umayya Seba, to know what's going on Esther. Why? Because Mordechai wanted to know, is she still from? He wanted to check in and make sure. Is Esther keeping Shabbos? Is Esther keeping Torah? Is Esther keeping kosher? Is Esther doing everything she's supposed to do as a Jew? And that's why he went to check every single day. Seven. So, says the Maharsha, the Gemara in Megillah Yud Gimel says that she called herself Esther. She was called Esther because she hid her nationality. Why, says the Maharsha, did she hide her nationality? So that people wouldn't be jealous of her. Because if they would have known she was Jewish, they would have been jealous of her position. And by concealing her identity, says the Maharsha, she was nasa chen. She found chen in the eyes of other people. And this is the understanding of the Ion Yaakov as well in the Megillah. Meaning, the whole idea is that Esther wanted to appear neutral to everybody. If Esther would have said that she was a Jewess, then she would not have been neutral, and she would not have had that chen in the eyes of everybody else. And by keeping herself neutral, that would have kept her in a good position. Says the Maharal in the Or Chadash, that if she would have revealed her nationality, people would think that she's showing favoritism to some officers over others. Oh, you want Jews in the government? You want to hire a Jew for this position? And maybe the queen only likes Jews. And then what would happen, says the Maharal, they would try to assassinate her, because they would want to have a queen from their nationality. And this is why the command to not reveal her nationality also occurs even after she becomes the queen. I get why, says the Maharal, before. You don't want to ruin your chances in getting that position. But now, once you're the queen, why not tell everybody? Because she was afraid of being assassinated, because it would have ruined her neutrality, and it would have ruined her position in the government. That is reason number 7. We'll just end with a beautiful reason, number 8. This one I happen to like a lot. Says the Manas Halevi, Rav Shlomo Alkabitz. He says this in the name of Meir Arama, that Mordechai wanted to check on Esther. However, he wouldn't be free to spy and listen and exchange in the royal gossip if they knew he was Jewish, right? Mordechai wants to know, what is the palace intrigue? What's going on with Esther? What's going on with Ahasuerus? But if they know that she's Jewish, and they know he's Jewish, no one's going to spill the tea. No one's going to talk with him and exchange any of the palace gossip. And therefore he said, I can be a better spy. I can look in to how Esther is handling herself in the palace by making sure that nobody knows that I am Jewish, and she is Jewish, and I can stay in the Shar HaMelech. Says the Maimer Mordechai, you may think maybe simply revealing family ties would ruin this. Fine. Esther and Mordechai related, we can't talk about them. But there's a lot of Jews. There are thousands of Jews, asked the Maimer Mordechai. So why can't Mordechai simply relate to everybody? Why can't Esther simply relate to everybody that I'm a Jew? Mordechai's a Jew. I'm a Jew. So what? There's thousands of Jews in Bavel and in Persia. Why is that going to make a difference? Why is that going to ruin Mordechai's chances to spy and know about the palace intrigue? Says the Maimer Mordechai, a beautiful, beautiful pshat. He says that everybody knows that when a Jew is in trouble and a Jew is suffering, every other Jew knows. There's no such thing, says the Maimer Mordechai, of a Jew being in pain, a Jew having tzaras, and no other Jew knowing about that. We see that Bizman Hazeh, right now it's going on in the rest of the world. It's a midah of the Jewish people. And therefore, the reason why Esther could not reveal her identity is because it would question Mordechai's ability to be able to schmooze, to know the gossip about what's going on in the palace, because it was so clear to every single guy in the world that when Jews are in trouble, they talk, they help each other out, they spread the news, and they try to support and help one another. Okay, we'll stop here.